Welcome to the first day of Christmas. Merry Christmas. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights in California. And this morning, this Christmas morning, I'm coming to you from our sanctuary in front of our stained glass window that depicts Jesus' birth. For these 12 days of Christmas, I'm going to be using this devotion that we've used here at the church, Come Emmanuel, to guide my daily reflections for these 12 days of Christmas. And on this, the first day of Christmas, our reflection comes from or is focused on the story of Jesus' birth coming from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. And let me read it for you. Now, the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child she conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Well, my friends, the waiting is over, and we know that Mary did, in fact, bear a son. And we know that Joseph raised him as her own. And so we know how Joseph responded to the news of Jesus' birth. We know that he responded first by thinking that he would quietly dismiss himself or dismiss Mary and go away, but not do so publicly as to create any problems for her as generously as he could once he found out she was pregnant, and I'm sure thinking she was pregnant by another man. He would have been well within his rights and culturally would have been expected to have made a public spectacle of the situation. But instead, Joseph, being a righteous man, intended to quietly dismiss her so that it wouldn't be made known to other people. And because of Joseph's response, because of his righteousness and his faithful response, he was visited by an angel of the Lord. Can you imagine? Being visited by an angel of the Lord who tells you to not be afraid. And then to make things much clearer and easier to understand, says, no, Mary has not been made pregnant by another man, but in fact, she is conceived by the Holy Spirit. Well, that clears things up, certainly. No questions to be asked there. And Joseph responded in faith. He responded by staying with Mary, continuing to be with her through the birth of Jesus, and he even did as the angel said and named him as he had been instructed. Joseph was faithful against all odds, against all logic, really. And he responded in faith and love, in love for Mary and in love for Jesus. Now we have heard the good news of Jesus' birth. And I think the question for us on this day is, how are we going to respond? Are we going to allow Jesus' birth to change our lives as it did Joseph? No, we probably aren't going to have to get up in the middle of the night to tend to Jesus, but you know, our lives can and probably should be changed as significantly as Joseph's life was at the news of the birth of Jesus. And so I wonder if we're open to that possibility. Are we open to having our lives radically and dramatically altered through the good news or because of the good news of Jesus' birth that we celebrate today? Something to ponder these 12 days of Christmas as we together read through this devotional, Come Emmanuel. We will gather each morning at this time and through January 5th. And then these 12 days conclude on January 5th, so that on the 6th we celebrate Epiphany, Christ being revealed to people from the East as the wise men come from afar to see the Christ child. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your day. I hope you get everything that your heart desires, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.